Many people have a carbon monoxide detector in their house, but there's another gas we should pay attention to.
Radon is an invisible radioactive gas that seeps inside your home from underground.
Is radon on your radar? It can cause lung cancer. Tanya English is here to explain the common sense science and health risks.
Bob Lewis works at the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. For nearly 30 years, he's been telling people to test their home for radon.
Out of sight, out of mind type thing. You know, there's no noticeable effect in the house. People just don't listen to this message as well as we'd like them to.
If there's mold in the basement, that's hard to ignore. When the roof leaks, you fix it. But a radon problem is easy to miss. The gas forms naturally in the soil, and it's all around, even in the outside air. There's only a health concern when high levels seep from the ground up into your home.
So even a crack that you might not even be able to see would look like the Grand Canyon to radon, so it's quite easy for it to get into a foundation. You basically cannot seal it out.
There's no color, no taste, no odor.
It's not going to cause any immediate symptoms.
Kevin Stewart is a health educator at the American Lung Association of the Mid-Atlantic.
Lung cancer is what's called a long latency period cancer, which means that people can be exposed to the carcinogen, the thing that causes cancer, for decades before cancer starts to manifest itself.
As radon breaks down, cast-off particles float in the air, and we inhale them.
And the biggest surface that's available in the human body for them to stick to is really the inside of your lungs. It's living cells really in contact with the outside world.
Those particles are radioactive. That means they emit low-dose energy or radiation into lung tissue.
They're the kinds of things that can barrel into a cell and break apart a strand of DNA.
Those damaged cells can multiply and then form, you know, a cancer or a tumor.
Troy Moritz is a chest surgeon at Pinnacle Health System in Harrisburg. He treats people by cutting out their cancer.
I didn't learn about radon in medical school.
But these days, public health experts are really trying to get the word out. For non-smokers, radon is the number one cause of lung cancer. And it's preventable.
If you have a very high radon level in your house, or you have a medium level over decades that you've lived there and you've never smoked, you can take a little leap of faith there that radon may have been the cause.
Every house needs to be checked, but across South Jersey, Delaware, and in the city of Philadelphia, the average potential for a risky radon level is low or moderate. The rest of Pennsylvania is different.
Click very quickly on to select your state. And a map of Pennsylvania will come up, I hope. There we go.
About two-thirds of that state map is red. It's a hot zone for radon. Health educator Kevin Stewart says there's something about Pennsylvania's geology, certain characteristics of the soil and the amount of granite rock, that can make radon levels higher. Also, lots of Pennsylvania homes have a basement.
If you have a basement, that means there's more surface area. Not only the floor, but the walls are in contact with the ground. And so there's more places for radon to enter.
Stewart says the vast majority of homeowners haven't done the test.
Open it up, and inside there is a small bag that contains the activated carbon. You can hear that, I think.
The device traps radon particles as they float by. Then a few days later, you seal up the test and send it off to the lab. A radon level of 2 to 4 is a mild danger zone. Above 4, and the government says you should call in a state-certified mitigator to make a fix. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.